Monday through Friday, daily devotional. Welcome to Daily Devotional, and today we are going to see the call of Abraham. In Genesis 12:1, "Now the Lord said unto Abraham, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee." After the floods, when men began to multiply and increase the earth, it was not very long before they began to turn from the living and true God. At first, the sons of Noah walked in the light of his divine knowledge. Even among them, the fallen nature of Adam, the evil of sin, was still there. We can never get rid of the seed of sin. Population increased and people were scattered over the earth after the confusion of tongues at Babel. Then men began to worship the sun and the moon, and they drifted from the truth of God. Lord, in His eternal counsel, He determined to reveal Himself and establish His true worship. The Lord would select a family to be His peculiar servants. He would manifest Himself to the father of that family and would make with him a covenant. He would reveal to him the great things which He intended to do in the fullness of time. This family will grow into a nation, and to that nation God would give His oracles. Out of that nation will come prophets, priests, and kings who should believe in God and maintain the true faith against all falsehood. And then later we see the Son of God Himself will come to manifest the glory of God. Brothers and sisters, while Abraham was serving other gods, God in His sovereign choice called him, saying, "Leave your country, your people, your father's household, and go to the land I will show you." God never gave Abraham any details and why He wanted Abraham to leave. My friend, here we see the effectual call of God. The word effectual call has the meaning of summons. It is a command by the authorities to appear in a court of justice. In the biblical sense, it is God's command. And when God commands you something, you cannot resist His command. Remember, Lazarus was dead for 4 days, and Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Then Martha said, "But Lord, by this time there's a bad odor, for he has been there for 4 days." And Jesus cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Lazarus, come out." Yes, the body was dead for 4 days. And the worms are probably having a great meal of the body, but out of the tomb comes Lazarus. The dead body was raised to life. This is called the effectual call, where the Lord, He commanded Lazarus to come forth. Even a dead sinner who has been there dead for 4 days, he cannot resist or say no to the call of God. He will become alive. And here we see the sinner is dead, but God can raise that sinner from death to life. God can bring that sinner who is a slave to sin, who is in darkness, God can bring that unworthy sinner from darkness to the marvelous, glorious light of Christ Jesus. Abraham was not looking for God. God did not choose Abraham because he was good. It was God's sovereign choice that He chose Abraham. Imagine, it's not easy to leave your hometown, your friends, your relatives, when he calls his servants unto a separated life. That means when he calls his servants to be separated unto him, to obey his authority. So it is a cheerful thing to come out of sin, and it is more cheerful thing to come to God. My beloved, when we separate ourselves to God, we must expect violent opposition from the world. Some may even say that we are crazy to follow Jesus, or we are sadly mistaken, but don't be discouraged. Endure the love of Christ until death. Remember, I am a stranger on this earth. My home is above in the heavens. If I think of these earthly vanities, then I cannot think of my home, heaven. Our faith is built on the foundation of Christ alone. He is our pilot to heaven. If you come out from the unclean world, the Lord has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be a father unto them, and they shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord God Almighty. So, beloved, let us journey together as Abraham did, towards heart of Emmanuel's land. Let us press towards the New Jerusalem, the heavenly city. Let us flee from the world and rest on the bosom of our Savior.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto